Hi, everyone. I'm Doug Plagans, and welcome to the 5-Minute Morning Skate, where we tell you everything you need to know about the Panthers' upcoming matchup in 5 minutes or less. After spending the first 7 seasons of his career in Calgary, Sam Bennett will take the ice for the first time as a visitor at the Scotiabank Saddledome when the streaking Panthers kick off a 5-game road trip against the Flames tonight at 9 Eastern. When asked about the game last week, Bennett, who was drafted 4th overall by Calgary in 2014, said he was excited to go back to where it all began.
Yeah, it's going to be weird. It's going to be a little different for me, but really excited. Just to be back in that building, and it's going to be weird playing them for the first time. But it's a game I'm really excited for, and I'm just looking forward to that game.
Finding a new home with the Panthers, Bennett, who was acquired from the Flames at last year's trade deadline for a pick and a prospect, has played a key role in the team's climb to the top of the standings this season. In 29 games, the 25-year-old has notched 23 points on 15 goals and 8 assists while centering the second line, including scoring 6 goals in his last 4 games. Overall, he's produced 38 points on 21 goals and 17 assists in 39 games since joining the Panthers. With Bennett carrying a hot stick, the Panthers enter tonight's game riding high after extending their point streak to 8 games with a 9-2 drubbing the Blue Jackets on Saturday in Sunrise. As if that lopsided win wasn't impressive enough by itself, the fact that it came less than 24 hours after a 7-1 win over the Stars makes it even more incredible. Per the NHL, the Panthers are just the second team in the past 25 years to register 16 goals over back-to-back contests. Filling up the back of the net while outscoring their opponents 54-23 during their point streak, 5 different Cats have scored at least 5 goals in that stretch. Anthony Duclair has 7, Carter Verhaeghe has 6, Bennett has 6, Jonathan Huberdeau has 5, and Alexander Barkov has 5. Heading to the 2022 NHL All-Star Game in Las Vegas next month, Huberdeau ranks 1st in the league in assists with 38, and he's tied for 3rd in points with 53. During Florida's point streak, the dynamic playmaker has notched 20 points on 5 goals and 15 assists to go along with a plus 13 rating. Not to be lost in the shuffle of all that scoring, Sergei Bobrovsky has also been standing on his head between the pipes. Racing out to a 19-3-3 record this season, the 2-time Vezina Trophy winner has posted a 7-0-1 record with a .929 save percentage over his last 8 appearances. Both on and off the ice, Panthers defenseman Mackenzie Weegar said the team is just having a lot of fun right now.
And we're just having fun with it every single day. I mean, when we come to the rink, everybody's just having fun. And I think we realized how good we are and how fast we can skate. And we've just really established that at home. And it's a really great feeling.
With no skate this morning, updates on Florida's lineup aren't expected until 6:45 p.m. Eastern. So make sure to stay tuned to @FLAPanthers on Twitter. Looking to snap out of a 4-game losing streak in which they've been outscored 20-7, the Flames, who played just 3 games in 14 days due to COVID-19 postponements, enter tonight's matchup on the heels of a 4-1 loss to the Senators back on January 13th. Ushering in that losing streak, the Flames won 2 straight games before falling by a score of 6-2 in their first meeting with the Panthers on January 4th at FLA Live Arena. Patrick Hornquist scored a pair of goals to lead Florida's offense, while Bobrovsky made 47 saves in net to stifle the Flames. Up front, Johnny Gaudreau leads Calgary in assists with 24 and points with 39, while Andrew Mangiapane is 1st in goals with 18. In net, Jacob Markstrom has gone 12-8-5 with a .924 save percentage, but is 2-4-1 with an .887 save percentage over his last 7 appearances. Owning a league-best .750 points percentage, the Panthers boast a record of 26-7-5, while the Flames, who sit just 4 points out of a wildcard spot in the Western Conference, are 17-11-6. With a chance to keep rolling and start their road trip off on the right foot, Weegar said the Cats are brimming with confidence right now.
Yeah, I think confidence is a big thing in the NHL. And, I can tell you firsthand that every guy in that room has a lot of confidence. All 4 lines, all 6D and Bob and Niner have a lot of confidence. So, even the coaching staff has a lot of confidence back there. You know, they've done a great job getting us ready and making adjustments throughout the game. So everybody's feeling really good, a lot of confidence. And, you know, it's a long year. I'm not saying this is going to happen. We're not going to put up 7-8 goals every single night. But, we got a confident group in there. And, I'm glad that we had a great homestand here and the confidence will keep building.
If you're tuning in from home, tonight's game will be broadcast on Bally Sports Florida or ESPN Plus if you're out of the region. Of course, you can also catch all the action on the Bally Sports app or listen to play-by-play on 790 The Ticket and across the Panthers radio network. I'm Doug Plagans. This has been the 5-Minute Morning Skate. We'll see you at Puck Drop.